Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office joins us this morning. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you as always. Anything happen over the weekend that we don't already know about?
We had a kind of an active weekend this weekend. One case, it turned out okay. We had some burglaries reported Friday night on into Saturday morning down in our Gulf Breeze area. So just kind of in response to those burglaries, deputies were in the area, and they had occasion to come across a juvenile male that was out walking around about 3:30 in the morning. So that aroused a little bit of suspicion. So as they got out and made contact with this young man, they found that he had some property that had been taken from previous burglaries in the evening. So he was subsequently identified as our burglar and charged accordingly. So
well,
that was
good.
We're disturbed that we had some burglaries, but we're glad that we were able to immediately find the perpetrator.
Now, was that a response to a citizen call, or did your deputies just kind of see him and say, "Oh, this doesn't look quite right"?
No, the deputy was in the area just doing some proactive patrol, 3:30
nice.
In the morning, going through some neighborhoods, looking for stuff like that.
Oh, well, very good. That's why you do it, right? Anything
yes,
else
sir,
from
absolutely.
Over the weekend?
We did have a case earlier Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. It kind of bothers me a little bit. Deputies responded to a complaint about a domestic violence battery that had occurred at a home in East Milton. And when they made contact with the victim, they learned that she had been battered several times by her live-in boyfriend, one sustaining some injuries that did ultimately require a little bit of medical treatment. And he, during the course of this battery, he refused to allow her to leave the home. Obviously, she was trying to escape from him, and he held her against her will. So after deputies kind of got there and got things figured out, they wound up arresting that man for battery, domestic violence, and false imprisonment.
Mm. You know, you mentioned something that's kind of a small element of this case. It was a live-in boyfriend, and it sort of reminds me that the, as I understand it, and you correct me if I'm wrong or confirm me that I'm right, that when it comes to child welfare, the greatest danger to children is typically the non-married male boyfriend who's in the house, and also, you know, the non-dad, okay, but also that you have a much greater chance of domestic violence when you have cohabitation among unmarried people. It's not that married people never have these problems, but it is that unmarried situation that is more likely to produce these things. Am I right about that, wrong about that?
You know, I can't speak to any hard and fast data about that,
okay.
Andrew, but anecdotally, I can tell you that certainly makes sense. Throughout my career, I've noticed what does seem to be a disproportionate occurrence of these type of events in blended situations like that.
Okay. And that's fair. And I don't want to press you to go beyond the data that you have able to. I just know that's what I've heard and been told quite a bit, and it makes sense based on my understanding of what marriage does to domesticate men, and just sort of a whole wide range of social factors as well. I also wanted to ask you something, and you and I had talked about this a little bit before, but with the courthouse coming, and we talked, you know, I got a chance to see the outside of the courthouse. I love that we're doing it. It was a big controversy over the funding. I think it is necessary, even though people didn't want it. It's going to be greater capacity in a variety of different ways, better safety. You and I have talked about this before. But it made me think of something. We had an interview with Tom Danheiser, the First Judicial Circuit Court judge, about this on Friday. The courts have been off and on closed for criminal trials, and they've been closed for civil trials for almost a year now. How has that affected your deputies' operations and or, for example, the jail that you guys oversee?
Well, that's had a pretty big impact on us, and as we move forward, it's going to continue. You know, anything that slows down the criminal justice system, if you back up on one point, you're going to backup on down the line just as well. We have inmates sitting in our jail that are waiting to go to trial. Some, you know, they've gotten those out that they can, but there are some inmates that just have to be in jail until trial. And if they're not having trial, then they're going to sit right in the Santa Rosa County Jail. They're not going to move until their case is resolved. So the longer you hold off those court cases, the longer we have inmates in the jail that aren't moving. If it weren't for a steady influx of inmates that continue to come into jail, that might not be that big of a deal. But if you keep putting in and not taking out, you know, eventually you're going to be at capacity. So slowing down the criminal justice system backs us up on that end.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to know. I don't ask you to quantify it on the spur of the moment, but you know, you guys have recently expanded your facility at the jail with the annex or whatever, or with the extra facility. But it would seem obvious that to the degree you have crowd, part of the crowding is due to the courts being closed for criminal trial to be able to be finalized. Is that fair?
That's a fair statement, and you know, we continue to do the best we can to mitigate that.
Sure.
You know, by handling cases with warrants or notices to appear when available, and you know, anybody that's coming through that is eligible for a bond, they're getting bond, they're getting bond reductions. We're getting people in and out as efficiently as we possibly can, and judges are doing the same thing.
Sure.
with their bonds, you know. So if somebody does not have to be in jail, the system is doing what it can to not keep them in jail.
Well, and you know, look, obviously from an efficiency and cost perspective, but obviously from a civil rights perspective too. I mean, people are entitled to a speedy trial under the Constitution, and they're just not getting it these days. Hey, last question for you, Chief Tucker. I was talking to Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. You know, Larry Keefe was announced, U.S. Attorney, is stepping down. This is somewhat common when administrations change due to politics. Unfortunate, because I thought Larry Keefe was doing a fantastic job. How do you guys feel about the transition?
You know, like you said, it's kind of it's really a routine thing. We worked well with Larry. I had an opportunity to meet him a few times. He seemed like a very impressive prosecutor, and you know, from that standpoint, we're going to miss him. But we're going to move on and press on and do what we have to do, whomever the AUSA is. And, you know, I have confidence that they will install somebody that will be able to do, you know, the same things that Larry's done. But we're going to miss working with him. Larry was good to work with.
Yeah, I mean, from effectiveness to transparency to just being available for, you know, I mean, you know, that seemed to be all of that wrapped up into one. Well, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, sir, it is always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for the perspective. And as always, thank you for the work. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Traffic now with Davis Allen.
Yeah, and taking a look at Garcon Point Bridge, going north and southbound, very delayed as you are trying to either get to Avalon or you're trying to get on over to Gulf Breeze Parkway. It appears that in both directions, it's backed up the entire length of the bridge. So just be ready to expect those delays. Pack your patience. Going northbound on Avalon, it's clearing up, so no big delays to report from over there. Southbound, very minor, backed up around the Dollar General. And also, if you're traveling along I-10 and I-110, we are checking and clear. And no delays to report from the front or back gates of NAS Pensacola. In this report, it is brought to you by Central Credit Union. Learn something and earn gift cards by downloading the Zogo Finance app today, sponsored by Central Credit Union of Florida. Find out more at ccufl.org. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Ants. I mean, oh my God, ants. Have you seen the anthills in the spring, right? Every year you have to think about this stuff. We're not quite yet in the termite season, but you know that's coming too. And then you got the mosquitoes. And you got right, okay, so here's the thing. Now is the time to start thinking about pest control for the year. NSEC has a pest control program that targets 25 of our area's most common household pests. The technicians are pros, they're courteous, they're thoroughly trained, they show up on time. You get emailed a report with photos of what they found and what was used to treat the problem, so you can document it, you can keep it. You get to see for yourself what they've done, did it work over time, all that stuff. And of course, you know, guaranteed results. And for a limited time, If you're a new annual pest control customer, you get $65 off that annual treatment. There are some restrictions, so you got to see NSEC for details. But of course, the estimate is completely free. So instead of, you know, trying to do it yourself and, you know, just chasing kind of those ants all around and everything else, give NSEC a call. Find out what they can do for you. ENSEC.net.
Whether you're looking to start your educational journey or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Choose from online, live online, face-to-face, or hybrid classes at half the cost of a university. Plus, your general education courses are transferable to universities. Register today for spring classes at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
For movies and TV, but I mean, it's hard to tell them apart this year because movie theaters were closed and we watched everything on our phones.
So you may be confused which nominees count as movies and which are considered TV.
Now, TV is the one that I watch 5 hours straight, but a movie is the one that I don't turn on because it's 2 hours. I don't want to be in front of my TV for 2 hours. I want to be in front of the TV for 1 hour five times.
That is so accurate. You know, oh, this movie's 2 hours and 12 minutes long. It's so long. Oh, sure, I'll watch 8 episodes of Cobra Kai in a row. It's so accurate.
I think the rule is if their fake teeth look real, that's a movie. And if their real teeth look fake, that's TV.
If the British actors are playing British people, it's TV. If they're playing Americans, it's a movie.
If you're like, Mario Lopez is surprisingly good in this, that's TV.
Yeah. And if it stars Matthew McConaughey as a poetic drifter, it's a car commercial.
I mean, you know, basically, the stuff that was worth watching in the Golden Globes last night was like the first 5 minutes, the opening monologue. After that, but the beginning was not too bad.
We watch TV and movies differently. Like in movies, it's called human trafficking, but on TV, it's called 90 Day Fiancé.
And if it's a play that has been turned into a movie, but you watch it on a TV, it's called a Pluvie. And there are at least 4 of them nominated tonight. So.
Oh, congratulations to all the Pluvies. So, let's see what these European weirdos nominated this year.
And I gotta be honest, this comment may not exactly, you know, sink in with everybody, but if you are an Aaron Sorkin fan, and I am an Aaron Sorkin fan, you will know exactly what she means. And why on earth he doesn't do it better, I do not know.
The Trial of Chicago 7, I think, is the best of all the Trial of Chicago movies. But it's still not as good as Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow. Who's with me?
The thing I love about Aaron Sorkin's writing is he can have 7 men talking, but it feels like 100 men talking.
Yeah.
Oh, if there were ever an award for worst sound editing, it would go to Aaron Sorkin every time and twice in leap years. One last one, just because, you know, they couldn't avoid doing a Florida jab, right?
One Night in Miami is a fictionalized version of a meeting that took place between Malcolm X, Cassius Clay, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown, where I assume the topic of discussion was, how the hell do we get out of Florida?
That it's hard to read an audience when it's, you know, socially distanced, a small number of people, firefighters and whatnot, instead of Hollywood's. I love the joke, though, about we had to have you guys in here because we wanted to make sure and keep the celebrities safe at home. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Mark Jacobs in the newsroom with our headlines. Mark?
America's top infectious diseases expert says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine provides strong protection against COVID-19. On NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the J&J vaccine is very good at protecting Americans from the virus. Kentucky facing widespread flooding, floodwaters covering roads in at least 12 counties across the state. The entire town of Sawyersville, which is east of Lexington, shut down with roads impassable because of high water. Tonight on NBC, The Voice returns. Did you know it was gone?
I completely unaware.
Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend reuniting at the coach's table. Joining them this year, no Gwen Stefani. Replacing Gwen is Nick Jonas.
Yeah, I saw that.
Marks the reality competition's 10-year anniversary.
10 years?
Yep.
Okay, if you say so.
All I do.
I think I've watched The Voice for 10 minutes ever, total.
Watch it a little bit.
We don't watch the singing shows, and we get irritated that the singers invade the other talent shows. Like, you've got 18 options if you're a singer, and yet you still show up on America's Got Talent. Shut up and go away.
Go away and leave us the ventriloquists.
Yeah, leave us the magicians and the daredevils and the jugglers, you know, the tumblers and the, yes. Yeah. And take your choir act and go find a choir show. And yet the vocal acts win a lot of the time. It's very frustrating to me. Didn't he host Saturday Night Live? Nick Jonas?
Host and sing.
Is that? Did that ever happen?
Yeah, it happens if you have a musician also as a host. Justin Bieber did it one time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know how I know?
Do tell.
I watched it.
Saturday Night Live was the one thing I didn't watch over the weekend. I'll get it for tomorrow. Don't worry if there's any. I did see the Fauci sketch a little bit, and that looks like it's pretty funny. We'll cover it tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay to be an after and a day thing. It's all right. 825, Mark, thanks for the update. 825 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Ooh, I got some tickets. That's right. I've got tickets because all this week we are giving away News Radio tickets to the Sun Belt Conference, the men's basketball session 7 on Saturday, March 6th. Remember the Sun Belt Conference is coming this weekend? That's right. Sun Belt Conference is coming here to Pensacola March 5th through the 8th. And I've got some tickets to give away to this. Let's see. This is, did I have that right, Davis? Is this March the 6th for session 7? That's right. This is the men's side.
That's correct.
This is the men's side. Now, we were giving away women's tickets last week. It'll be men's tickets this week. Let's say caller number 4 right now, 437-1620. Caller number 4 wins 4. See, it's easy to remember. 437-1620. Meanwhile, Davis Allen has traffic on the 5s.
Yeah, and if you're going across Garson Point Bridge, then you would know it is very delayed. Both north and southbound traffic, both very, very delayed across the entire span. So just pack your patience going in that direction. Now, if you're traveling along Avalon northbound, it is checking and clear. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Also, 3 Mile Bridge, or not 3 Mile Bridge, rather, we all know that's closed. Rather, the front gate of NAS Pensacola checking in clear. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the 5s.
See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Well, first off, it's great to be here. I hope you're enjoying Florida. If you haven't moved here yet, I hope you move here for lower taxes. Much better weather, so hope you're enjoying Orlando.
Rick Scott is always selling Florida. Back when he was governor, obviously very aggressively selling Florida to other states. Just don't sell it so eagerly to liberal voters, please. Don't come here and ruin what we got as a good thing going. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting jab, interesting point about the Biden administration and liberals in general as currently with regards to borders and COVID.
So I just got in from Washington, and I want to make sure you're all aware of President Biden's new slogan: open borders and close schools.
Yeah. Some people just aren't punchline delivery folks. It's a good line. He said it right. And, you know, just the crowd didn't really go crazy for it, unfortunately. Ron DeSantis, our governor, of course, also talking about the value of Florida doing it right.
Florida is leading in protecting our vulnerable residents, saving the economy, and safeguarding the freedom of our people. In Florida, schools are open. Every Floridian has a right to earn a living, and all businesses have a right to operate.
And repeatedly using the phrase free states. I kind of like that idea. Free states where you're allowed to do business, allowed to go to school, allowed to travel around, as opposed to lockdown states where they have not gotten better results, particularly with their COVID lockdowns. But they have done a lot of harm to people's lives and their children's education and to their economies. So not so good for them.
You know more because you listen on the weekends. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah, it's time for our frivolous segment. We talk about things that don't matter. This one was inspired to me by Amy Poehler's comments about the Pluvi, you know, and all the confusion about where, how do you watch these different things, a movie, a TV show, all that kind of stuff. And so here's my question. It's a very simple one, 437-1620. You have to participate or it's no fun. And don't just give me an answer. Give me a reason. Like, you know, I know a lot of times people text in, they answer number one or whatever. Well, give me an argument. Like, you know, if you're not going to call, which you're welcome to call, at least give me an explanation, 437-1620. So here's a question for you, Davis. If you only had one, what would you pick as your all the time or what's your best way to watch TV and movies? Is it A, on the big screen at the theater? B, on the medium screen in the wall in your house, or C, on the tiny little screen you hold in front of your hands, your cell phone. I suppose you can include a laptop in there, computer screen as well. But where is the best place to watch? I don't want to call it TV because that's kind of prejudicial in favor of a certain screen, a certain presentation. But where's your best preferred place to watch movies and television? The big screen in the theater, the medium screen in your house, the smaller screen on your laptop or computer, or the teeny tiny little screen on your phone? 437-1620, what do you think?
Okay, definitely not the teeny tiny screen on my phone. I feel like, first off, I don't want to hold it. Mm-hmm. And two, it hurts my eyes after a while, so I don't want to do the phone. The best, by far, hands down, at your home, on the couch, relaxing. You have your own food, you have your own drinks, you have your own bathroom. Keyword bathroom. You also have a nice remote control where you can pause it when you do need to go to the bathroom. You're in control of your own destiny with the at-home features. I have a new TV. Well, I got it on Christmas. So, yes, at home, hands down.
I mean, our work here is done. You've said everything I want to say, almost. So 437-1620. Yeah, I mean, look, as far as the big screen goes, and please take this the right way, I love that there are movie theaters. I love that movie theaters fund the production of movies that I want to watch. I'm a big fan. And I will watch some things at the theater. But look, please, on a cost basis, on an experience basis, you know, what the screen has going for it is the big sound and the big image. What the screen doesn't have going for it is that person's head's in my way. I don't know which person's head was on the thing that I'm resting my head against. You know, I got to pay an arm and a leg to get anything that I want to eat, and I cannot pause that movie, which is good in some ways because you immerse yourself in the thing for 2 hours, and that's good. But, yeah, I mean, look, at home, pause, beer, food, walk the dog. I mean, you know, whatever, okay? And also, can I just say, as somebody who is getting a little bit older and doesn't always hear everything exactly right, it's nice to be able to jump back 10 seconds, which you cannot do very effectively on your laptop or on your phone. I'm sorry, the phone is out for me, although my kids watch everything on their phones. Everything is on the phone. YouTube is like life for them. 437-1620, 437-1620. First text in here says, big screen at the movie theater because of the popcorn at the theater. Oh, yeah, no, I will give you this much. There is some magical illicit substance that they put in movie theater popcorn that does make it really, I mean, it's not really the movie, it's the popcorn that you go for. So I actually have to agree with you about that. On the big screen where movies were meant to be seen at the theater, and also there's an argument to be made for the big screen that it does separate you from life for a significant amount of time, which is a value. You know, it's this immersive other land kind of experience. Out back with my projector on the porch swings. Oh, I'm so jealous. Now I want one. 437-1620. Where's the best place? What is the best screen to watch if you had to watch everything on, or what is the best version of it? Is it the theater? Is it the home? Is it the laptop? Is it the phone? Home is the best for me, on my couch. I like the way I make my own popcorn. Fair. Okay. And I can yell at my husband for talking through. I will say this. We have conversations. It's kind of antisocial at a theater, right? I mean, it's social in the big group. Everybody groans and screams and at the same time. But at home, you can pause it and talk. And you can have a conversation. You can make a joke. You can ask them, hey, did I understand that? You know, that happens all the time with us. And that's pro-social, right? Or you can teach the kids. You know, if there's something weird going on the screen, you can stop and pause and ask the kids questions. And at the theater, you just stuck with it for another hour. Dave, you look like you want to jump in here.
Well, yes, you can talk at home, although for me, it's not always advised. Please, like, if we're going to watch a movie, let's watch the movie. If we're watching a sporting event, then that's fine, because I can see what's going on in the sporting event without hearing commentary. But if it's a movie, can we please sit and watch the movie?
Awkward, Davis. What's going on at home right now?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, actually. Absolutely nothing.
4-3, still engaged, though, right? Still engaged.
Yes, very much so.
Fair enough. I won't press. Somebody here says 437-1620, Oculus Quest 2 VR platform at your house with the same reasons Davis said. Yeah, I don't really get the phone one because it's always, I don't know. Although at the distance to your eye, it's the same resolution roughly in your field of vision as a screen. But it's just the problems of holding it and operating with it. And if you ever have to do anything, it's just not as good. 437-1620. Amen. I agree completely. I assume that's to the TV being the one. One vote for Team Davis, and you can do supper, dual tasking. Oh, my, yeah, absolutely. No, there's no doubt that, you know, the eating a meal. Now, if you could do the buffet and dinner theater kind of thing at the theater, that might appeal to me more. Let's see. Thank you, Davis. No talking. I feel like we've wandered into some domestic squabbles here. So let me give you some advice of a 25-year married almost. It'll be 25 in August. Got to do the math. Is that right? It doesn't matter. It's something like that. So it's, even I have noticed that, like, I'm more of a talker than my wife is. And you just want to, you know, pay attention. You know, are you talking and the other person's kind of like enduring the fact that you're asking questions, or are they excited about it? You know, you just pay attention, right? Don't be irritating to people, including your spouse. Don't take her for granted or him for granted. 437-1620. 1960. Oh, didn't even think about this one. The 1965 drive-in with the main squeeze. Movie. That's what they said. There's a movie? Yeah, there's other stuff sometimes in the car. Holding hands. That's all I mean. But no, there is a thing about going to the drive-in. That's true. But that's not an all the time. That's a once in a while, right? Especially pulling your car up backwards if you've got a minivan, popping the top and having the kids camp out in the back and watch them. That's and especially nowadays when you don't have the little, you know, mono stereo speaker, and when you actually can put it on your car stereo, that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, I got to agree. That's a special thing. With the COVID, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to bring back the drive-in movie theater? Most definitely. And there are some still. Do we have a drive-in anywhere around here? There's no drive-ins, right?
They did a pop-up one at the fairgrounds.
That's right, like last summer or something.
Yeah, but no, I can't think of any that are actually functioning.
Whenever we go on vacation somewhere that there's a drive-in, we'll usually go to watch something. Just because it is such an experience for us and for the kids. Of course, then you got to find the one where they can't see the bad stuff, but they can see the okay stuff. You know, there's always challenges. 845 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's our frivolous segment for the day. Davis Allen has traffic on the fives.
And yeah, if we're traveling along Garcon Point Bridge, it is very slow moving, going both directions. Southbound is delayed. Oh my goodness, it appears it's delayed almost to Garcon Point Road, while northbound is backed up into... not quite into Gulf Breeze anymore. So northbound's getting a little bit better. Southbound's just still really slow moving. So just be patient as we're going into Gulf Breeze. Now, northbound on Avalon, it appears we are seeing some buildup once again. It's backed up around the area of Sanchez Court. Not too long, but still delayed. I-10, I-110 checking and clear. Scenic Highway, Davis Highway, Bayou Boulevard all flowing smoothly, along with Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And the front and back gates of NES Pensacola checking in clear. And this report, it is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox, Knox them out. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
So a couple of years ago, my friend Christina Leavenworth was thinking about leaving the news business and going and doing something else, going into real estate, and she did. And a lot of us were like, well, hey, you know, if anybody can do it, you can do it, but it doesn't always work out for you. Well, now 3 years in, selling 130 homes last year in a pandemic, a down economy, the bridge blowout, and the hurricane. I mean, you know, with some adversity, I think that she and her team at Leavenworth Realty know how to do it. In fact, the standing offer is that if you and she come to an agreement about a price for your home, she says, I promise I will sell it in 30 days or I won't take a seller's commission. And I was talking to her not that long ago, and she said, Andrew, I mean, that's still on the table, but frankly, it's 7 days. I mean, we can get a home sold in 7 days. We're getting homes sold multiple offers above list price in 7 days. We just have figured this out, how to do it effectively. They had one in Marcus Point, 3 offers in a day above list price. The selling price was above list price. They had another one by the mall, 8 offers in a day. I mean, it's crazy. Now, you still have to do it right. You have to know how to do it. Not everybody is getting those results. But if you want to get those kind of results, in fact, I sometimes joke and say, like, if you don't want to sell your house, then don't call her. Because, you know, you call her and be like, next week, the house is sold. So Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158.
We're gathered at a time where the hard left, where the socialists control the levers of government, where they control the White House, where they control every executive branch, where they control both houses of Congress. Bernie is wearing mittens. And AOC is telling us she was murdered.
What? Ted Cruz is—he's a lot of things. I'm not sure he's the guy you go to for your great line delivery.
This is the Rebel Alliance.
Okay. All right.
And Vader and the Emperor. And let's be clear, they're not your father.
Is that a joke?
Are terrified of the rebels who are here, and I'm proud to tell you, Gina Carano is standing with us.
Oh, no. No, he's going to turn it into a Mandalorian, a whole joke arc around Star Wars.
Look, are there tensions in our party? Sure, because we believe in diversity. We believe in individuality. Different people have different views. We aren't the Borg enforcing... Okay, I may have committed a cardinal sin mixing Star Wars and Star Trek. That next thing you know, you're going to cross the streams and the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's going to come. Just too many terrible references there. We don't believe in uniformity, but I'll tell you what can unite conservatives and libertarians and those who value the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a love of liberty.
See, on the principles, he's right. On the 30-year-old movie references and TV references, I could kind of pass on all of that. 437-1620. Just, I don't know. It was just weird. It was just an odd kind of speech, joke-ish. I mean, I agree with him in terms of what he's trying to explain.
But do you know what terrifies every one of these statists? The truth. Liberty's powerful. Liberty's persuasive. Liberty is fun.
Yeah, liberty is fun.
Have fun. You know, so many on the right, they act like they got a stick inserted somewhere it doesn't belong. Like, just lighten up. Especially now, the left, they are shrill. They are angry. How many leftists does it take to screw in a light bulb? That's not funny!
that's pretty good.
You know, in 2020, the New York Times reported that 60% of women named Karen voted for Joe Biden. That's actually real. You can look it up, the fact checkers. That's what the New York Times reported. And I'm willing to bet 80% of the men named Karen voted for Joe Biden.
He did come around on a couple of them. 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, the red meat kind of speeches, that's the way that people talk about these CPAC speeches. I don't know. Some people have the flair for it. I think Matt Gaetz has a flair for it. Some people kind of try a little bit too hard. Some people just kind of, they're them. And weirdly, I thought Trump was pretty subdued. You know, his speech yesterday, 90 minutes, is that what you said, Davis? 90 minutes of it yesterday?
Yes.
An hour late, 90 minutes of it. We carried it. I thought it was actually relatively subdued compared to what I expected him to be pent up. You know, not having access to all these various platforms and coverage. And it just kind of, you know, I mean, some of it was a little over the top. But for the most part, it was fairly straightforward and, I mean, even disciplined by his standards for sure. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Davis Allen has a quick shot of sports.
Tell you what, it was a really nice sign that we had baseball back and running on time, by the way. Yes, 28 out of the 30 MLB teams all got underway. That's both the quick. Do you know the names of the two leagues?
The Grapefruit League and the Cactus League.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Always good to know
I
that.
Lived next to the San Francisco Giants surface over in Scottsdale for a while, so I know.
And honestly, there's nothing like a good spring training baseball game. It's just baseball's back, and two more teams that are supposed to play today that did not play yesterday, the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. They'll be getting their games underway today along with the rest of the teams. But we had some seven-inning games. Maybe I missed this. Are we going seven innings, or is it, which would make sense for the for this, but for spring training. But nine-inning games is what we will expect come regular season. Colin Morikawa won the WGC Workday Challenge at the Concession. WGC stands for the World Golf Championship, and many golfers out there honored Tiger Woods. This was the first tournament played since he had gone through that terrible car crash, and many players wearing red shirts, black pants. And Morikawa, although he did not wear a red shirt with black pants, I think he wore black pants, just not a red shirt, he did honor Tiger yesterday by saying that that was one of his idols, and he was honored to win for him. Oh, it looks like you had something, Andrew.
Yeah, no, I just before you go to traffic is all.
Oh, okay. And then also we had some hockey yesterday on Saturday and Friday for the Pensacola Ice Flyers, both against Knoxville, and both unfortunately led to defeat. I'm Davis Allen with your quick shot of sports.
I have to share this. I wish I had more time for this, but I have to share this. You know, earlier I was talking about liberals moving to Florida and keep voting liberal and ruining a good thing we've got. And we have a super liberal texter who texted me. I just have to share this. It's hilarious. He says, Andrew, it's carpetbaggers like you that have made this state more conservative. It's not an improvement. I moved here 7 years ago. And I said, snort, you know, it's very interesting that the only people who call me that are liberals. It's fascinating. He says, this is my this is like the best comment anybody has ever made to me. Here, you ready? Andrew, maybe only liberals call you and your ilk carpetbaggers because the jackbooted gun humping homeschooling crowd is happy to have you. I love just makes my heart warm. Go ahead, Davis. Traffic on the five. Yes,
that's funny. All right, now going Garcon Point Bridge is the only delay I'm seeing around here, and it's north and southbound. Just it is extended. Southbound is backed up onto Avalon. Use patience. Going northbound, not quite backed up into Gulf Freeze anymore, but still delayed as you're trying to get through the toll plaza. It does check in clear the rest of the way to I-10. I-10, I-110, by the way, flowing smoothly, and this report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth with Leaven Reiki Realty. Thinking about buying or selling your house? Then don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth today. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
Here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Future News Davis, Trump 2024?
No.
I also think no. Involved, but not running. DeSantis 2024?
I say yes. Why not?
Yes, and elected. Bright Futures. Will Bright Futures be reformed so that only study paths that produce jobs get Bright Futures funding?
I'm saying no.
I think it will, but the key is you've got to give people a long enough lead time so that they can select for the career paths that make sense and that they can earn their Bright Futures going there. Johnson & Johnson vaccine approved, the third EUA issued. When will we get J&J here? Johnson, I guess. When will we get it here in Escambia, Santa Rosa?
I'd say tomorrow.
I think within a week. I think about a week out is when we're looking at it. I'm very excited. This is good news.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola. It's 9 o'clock.
A deadly accident shuts down the Garcon Point Bridge overnight. And a town hall meeting tomorrow night where we'll get another option for the OLF 8 property. Those stories.